Connor Pope is in Studio 7 with us. Good afternoon, Connor.
Good afternoon to you, Ray. How are you?
Good. Now, before we get to the problem of the day, we were chatting about mobile phones. Somebody upstairs, their contract is coming to an end. They're thinking of getting an upgrade, but would we be better off buying a new phone?
It really depends, right? Because there was... A lot of the time people think that when they get an upgrade or when they're offered a free new phone by their mobile provider, that the phone is actually free. But the reality is everybody who gets a so-called free phone from their provider simply has to pay for the handset over a period of 2 years. Because typically these contracts are in place for 2 years and you sign up. There's a very low barrier to entry in terms of the initial cost. You're promised this free phone and then you pay, let's say, €50 a month. Every month for the 2 years. So you're effectively paying for the phone over a period of 2 years. Now, the one important thing I'd say to the person, to all of your listeners, is if you've had a phone for more than 2 years and you've had the same handset for more than 2 years, you're effectively giving your mobile provider, and it doesn't matter which mobile provider it is, money for nothing. Because the whole deal was that you would get a new phone, you would have that new phone, and you would pay off the cost of that new phone over a 2 year period, and then you then own your phone. But if you continue paying the €50 beyond the 2 years, you're not paying for the phone anymore. You're not paying for the device. So you're just giving them the money for nothing.
The problem for people is, though, that it's never explicitly laid out in the contract that you're paying for the handset.
Of course not, because that's the nature of advertising and that's the nature of marketing, that they say, sign up now for only €30 and you get a free handset thrown into the bargain. And I can totally understand that that's how the business operates. Mm. But the reality is that you now, after the 2 year contract, you own the phone. So what you could do, and I think you mentioned it at the top of the show, is you could go to your provider and say, right, I want to take full ownership of my phone. You now need to unlock it. And I'm going to go to a SIM-only deal, either with you or with, I think you mentioned on Post, we're offering a €12.99 per month deal. So instead of paying €50 a month, you could be paying €12 or €15 a month forever. And you'd own your phone. So that's one thing that people could do to save money.
Can I just ask the question before we leave? It's like higher purchase then, but why isn't it explicitly laid out in the contract that you're paying for the handset?
Well, it probably is, but the contract is long and complicated.
Okay,
and let's be honest. Honest, nobody reads the terms and conditions of these things.
Yes.
So it is there, but like it's kind of then the responsibility is placed on your shoulders to read that and to read the fine print. So that's the first thing I'd say.
Are most mobile phone contracts then 2 years?
They tend to be typically 2 years. Okay. And another thing that's worth asking yourself always is there was a time when we were just absolutely enthralled to the new. And every time Apple came out with a new phone or every time Google came out with a new phone, or like it was a massive upgrade. The camera was much better. The battery life was much longer. And, you know, there might have been a big difference between the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 11. But I'm not sure if there's such a big difference now.
It's plateaued.
It kind of has. And that's, again, not a criticism. It's just that the technology has improved to such an extent that, like, it's hard to make them that much better. Mm. Now, I know that there are companies who are coming out with foldable screens and all sorts of things. And, yeah, and they're great. But the question you'd always want to ask yourself is it worth signing up to a new contract with my provider on the promise that they'll give me a new phone if my current phone is absolutely fine?
Okay.
And then another thing that you might want to ask yourself is, would I be better going to the credit union, borrowing €1,000, buying a brand new handset and signing up for a SIM-only deal? And the answer is you probably would.
Okay.
Because ideally, you would then have complete ownership of the system and you're not paying the company unnecessarily.
So one thing, and you've said it already, but I just want to reiterate this. If you signed up for a 2 year contract and you're now into your third year, you are paying more than you should be paying.
100%.
Because they have factored in, whatever way they factored it in, the payment or the purchase of the handset in those first 2 years.
And that's stated in the contract. I mean, that's, so it's not like they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. But it is something that people could do to save themselves a few bob. And as I say, there's loads of deals out there that will offer you SIM only. And you don't lose your phone number, you don't lose anything. It can be a little bit fiddly because you've got to call your provider and then they have to unlock your phone and they have to port your phone to another provider. So it's not exactly the easiest thing in the world.
And what are the legals around unlocking a phone?
Well, once it's your device, once the contract is up, the contract is up and they have a legal responsibility to unlock the phone and you can move, because there has to be a level, you know, you have to be able to move from provider to provider because that creates competition in the sector.
I think somebody upstairs, their 2-year contract is over, but they're still with that provider.
Yeah.
So it's just, so it just rolls over if not, if you don't insist on changing.
Absolutely. 100%. And this comes into sharper relief now, because over the last couple of years, a lot of the big mobile providers have baked in price increases that kick in every once a year, so typically in April, right? Okay. And what they
did was
a lot of them announced that they were going to have these preordained price increases that would be 3% plus inflation. Now, Vodafone, for instance, announced this in July 2021, and at the time, nobody really cared that much, because I looked it up last week. Inflation was running at 0.4%.
Okay.
So 3% plus 0.4%. We were kind of most people were thinking, so they're adding inflation. Who cares? Okay. That's only 0.4%. But literally within 6 months, inflation started going through the roof, and suddenly inflation was running at 6%, 7%, 8%. So now you have this baked in price increase of
10%.
Up to 10%, or sometimes even more than 12% or 10%. And one of the issues here is that in times past, if a mobile phone company announced a price hike, okay, you then had an opportunity. You'd a window of time in which you could break your contract without paying any kind of penalty, because they had changed the terms and conditions of the contract, and as a result, you weren't honour bound by the contract that you signed. But because they have now pre-baked in these price increases, you can no longer change or exit the contract when they increase their prices. So you just have to suck it up. So somebody who, let's say, signs up to a provider in March of 2024 could be faced with a price increase in April 2024 and a price increase in April 2025. And there's nothing they can do to get out of it once they sign that deal.
Yeah. You've said this over and over again. We need to shop around. We need to look at our contracts. But of course, most people don't do it.
And it's hard. Yes, it's hard to shop around. And the easiest thing to do is to take the path of least resistance.
And that's what
most of us do.
Yeah. But there is money to be saved there. A lot of money.
It's not only the fact that there's money to be saved. It's the fact that if you don't do it, you're effectively giving this giant multi-billion euro company money for nothing. And they know that.
Okay. Now, this came in to pricewatch@rte.ie. I'm getting in touch in connection with ESB public car charging. Their prices have not come down despite all household electricity providers doing so in the last year. Perhaps you could get a comprehensive reply from them, something I've failed miserably in.
Yeah, this is an interesting question because, as a lot of your listeners who have electric cars will know, the charging points, the public charging points, and a lot of them are run by the ESB, they're expensive. And, there was a lot of talk in 2021 and 22 about rising energy prices, and the electric vehicle charging points climbed in price along with all the domestic energy. But domestic energy prices have fallen by 30, 40% in some instances. So this person is quite legitimately asking, well, why aren't the prices for the electric vehicle charging falling? Now, don't get me wrong, it's still cheaper to charge to run an electric car than it is to run a car on diesel and petrol, but it used to be a whole lot cheaper, and now it's just a little bit cheaper. You might for every 10 euros you spend on a diesel car, you might be spending 3 or 4 or 5 on an EV. So it's not as cheap as it once was.
So the incentive isn't as great as it used to be.
The incentive isn't as great, which is a great shame, because if as we're being told by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and by Eamon Ryan and by everybody else that the future is electric, well then it should be argued that what they should be doing is they should be incentivising people to buy electric. And one of the ways you do that is to make the charging cheaper. Mm. Now, people who are charging at home are benefiting from the discounts that we've had in domestic energy.
Charges, yeah.
Because obviously, if your domestic energy costs fall by 30% or 40% and you're charging your car at home, well, then you're paying 30 or 40% less. But it's the people who are using the public chargers. So this listener charged us for want of a better word, with getting an answer from ESB. So I did get in touch with them and I asked, why haven't the prices fallen as much as they should have? And I got a statement when they said that continuous investment is required to upgrade and expand the work, as well as maintaining the customer offerings, including the eCar Connect app and customer care. Okay, so they want their pricing to be fair and attractive to customers who are making the change to clean transport. And as such, we monitor their pricing on an ongoing basis. And it is competitive while also covering the cost of expanding and operating a national network. Okay, and then wholesale, when wholesale energy costs were soaring across Europe, we worked hard to absorb the increases and avoid passing those additional costs to drivers. We will also work to offer drivers the most competitive rates available, and we will work hard to keep the cost of charging as low as possible. So unfortunately, it doesn't really answer the question. And the question is, if wholesale energy prices have fallen by 50% over the last 12 months, why haven't retail energy prices for charging your car at a public charging point fallen by something around 50%?
That's against the backdrop of ESB reporting profits after tax in 2023 of 868 million.
Exactly. So somebody somewhere is making substantial amounts of money on these things. And I totally accept that they need to spend money on growing the infrastructure, because anybody who drives an electric vehicle will tell you that the public charging infrastructure is appalling. You know, it's not what it, where it needs to be. And that's not news.
Okay.
So if they want to invest the money, brilliant. But let's see that investment in real time.
So apologies, listener, we didn't get a full answer, but we'll keep working on that. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. And we'll talk to Conor next week, or maybe next Tuesday, because it's a bank holiday Monday. Thanks very much, Conor. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.